Good evening. The date is 5/15/2012. This is Dramega. I'm sorry for my late podcast. I know I haven't posted one in quite a while. Recently, I've become a bit of an internet hobo with school letting out and my recent internet becoming a bit of a bust. In time, though, I'll get stable internet again and be able to post these more commonly. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about a few topics that were buzzing around in my head over the last week or two. The first one was intent, mostly dealing with constructs and spell formations. I know we've discussed purpose and truth over the last couple weeks, or a few weeks I should say, and guided meditations. But we haven't really gotten into actual technique and or building yet. So I figured I'd start off with a concept of intent. Intent is one of the key aspects to building a construct, a golem, an egregor, or anything of the like. It's also one of the key aspects in designing a ritual, a spell, an enchantment, or anything like that. Intent itself is the drive behind what you're trying to accomplish. Intent can come in many forms, many definitions, depending on the person. Some people define it as mental intent. The mental intent for a spell, how you define it logically, what its purpose is, and what its ultimate goal will be, what it can accomplish, what will you get out of it, so on and so forth. If that mental drive is strong enough, then the intent is pure enough. Others go on emotional drive. By emotional intent, they may create a golem for protection. Protection based on possible fear, that emotion is in there. Protection of another, so love would be in there. And if that emotion has strong enough seed planted within the intent, then it becomes pure enough to take root. The question is, though, is how do you figure out if the intent is strong enough to make the spell, ritual, enchantment, or construct, egregor, golem, push through and grow? Well, when you're analyzing, okay, we'll start with constructs and energy manipulation. When you're attempting to build a construct, even a basic one, figure out its overall purpose and what it's going to accomplish. Let's say you're building a small defensive drone that's just going to protect your house from, let's say you just want to defend your house from bad luck. You know, we'll go with something simple. So you've had a lot of bad luck over the last couple weeks, and you want to create a small defensive drone to decrease the probability, you know, of luck coming by. So it'll act as a filter for funneling out that bad luck to an extent, more or less. So on the mental plane, it would look something like a giant spider web, if you get my drift. Floating around, catching all the bad luck, and then at some point during the day it would cleanse itself and then continue to do this. I mean, you can go into ethics and say you don't believe in bad luck, but it's just an example, so follow along. Anyway, the intent behind this would be, or could be, a multitude of things. Depending on where you believe your bad luck comes from, you could believe that logically you're in a rut, so you need some help getting out of it. So it could come from the logic of you're just down on your luck, but that might not be strong enough. It could come from the emotion of hope. You hope you'll get out of it, so go with that intent. The logic of wanting to accomplish this goal, wanting to get better, wanting to have higher probability, better luck. So analyze all the possibilities of which intent, which drive, which purpose is the strongest to you, down to the very root of it all, and and make that the seed of the entire bit of intent. On the flip side, when dealing with magic, there's a bit of probability to it itself. You're going to place a seed into the spell, into a thought, and then kind of cast it outward. And then it's going to happen on a probability scale depending on some factors. But either way, the intent pushed into it is one of these factors. And at the same time, you have to get down to that base emotion or that base mental note of what the intent is. So, going back to an example, say you want to cast a spell for increasing financial gain. That's always a general one that a lot of people look for at some point in their life. Like, we'll say that we'll go with Bob. Yeah, Bob got laid off from work. Bob studies magic on the side. So Bob decided to cast a spell to increase his financial gain. He didn't specify a specific amount of money. He didn't do anything crazy or anything like that. He just wanted to cast something out there to help him in this endeavor. Now, at the base of this spell, he's leaving it open to opportunity, because that's one of the key things in magic, is leaving yourself open to opportunity. Anyway, back to point. He would sit down and figure out the whole point of the spell, the whole point of the intent behind it. So is he doing it for mental intent, emotional intent, or even physical intent? Physical intent could drive from maybe he has an operation coming up, so he knows that he'll need that financial help in order to pay for the operation. So sort of a mental need to help the physical, I guess you'd say. I mean, physical can be processed into the know, but most of it comes back to a mental, emotional need. It all depends on how you want to, I guess, delve into specifics. I usually base it between one of the three, but most of the time it comes down between mental or emotional intent behind the general definition of it. Sorry if I sound like I'm repeating myself a lot. It's just not many other great words for intent at the moment. Anyway, continuing on. He would figure out on the mental side if what he wanted the spell to accomplish, what type of opportunities that he could figure out where it would come from, and what the essential goal would be. So more or less a goal-driven spell. On the emotional side, he could base it on need, depending on what was coming up. Say if it was an operation, or if he's just in a rut, kind of like before, then he could base it on need. Or if it's just he has a family to care for, then love. Or if he's just depressed, he could base it on happiness. You know, he wants to be happy again. You know, just base it down to a general root cause, or a root bit of intent, the simplest explanation possible. That's ultimately the point. And then up on that, then the roots can take hold, and then it can form into a whole web of other explanations. In the case of a construct, if the seed was love intended for a golem, then as its mental state or mental program expanded, then you can include that intent of love as protection to expand into protecting yourself, your home, and this, and the reasoning why. And if it eventually became a golem that was one of your main golems, a personal protection golem, then it would become a very advanced and complex construct, possibly getting to the point of where it would have to, I wouldn't say reason, I guess, but getting to the point to where it would need very, very complex and detailed programming. but at the root of its entire mental program would be that general seed. And then with the spell, you can do the same thing. There would be simple spells, say a protection spell, going back to the golem example. You could cast a simple spell for protection with love at its core, or a very multiple complex spell that expands outward and unfolds over time. And I think that's about the gist of that. If you have any questions on that, or any specific parts, feel free to post on the forums. Another thought that was kind of rattling around my brain was, over the years I've encountered various labels on different types of metaphysical properties. You know, you hear ki, psi, then people talking about magic, meta, calling different things like that and whatnot. And there was a time, you know, when I referred to psi and ki as two separate things, and generally even magic as a completely separate thing. And then, you know, over the years they all kind of coalesced into one. I mean, I kind of talk like that magic and energy are two separate things, you know, when I guess explaining them outward. But really, in essence, some people will believe that psi... Let me back up for a second. Some people will explain that psi comes from the third eye, the mental area of the mind. No, that doesn't... kind of redundant. The mental Dantian, while ki comes from the physical Dantian, so on and so forth. I've read that explanation before, but what it boils down to is energy is energy, and it's manipulated nonetheless. You can get into specifics on that. At some point, this may click for some people. Some people may work better with the labels and with the segregation, I guess. Separation of the specifics there. I mean, there's different types of energies, so on and so forth, but these general different types between the two general forces at that point, psi, ki, there's no real difference, I guess, between the two, at least for me. And some people, it might not be the same for them as well. And definitely with magic, because with magic, you know, you're harnessing your own internal energy and then directing that outward into a thought, into a spell, into a ritual. And one tradition may call that energy ki, while another tradition may call the energy psi, so on and so forth. So if it's a problem in, you know, your own studies where there's a lot of separation of the types of the main forces, and you wonder why, maybe you just need to sit down and look at your own internal energy and realize that it's all the same thing. On one level, there will be different types of energy, because that's all it really is. It's all energy. It's all your own internal energy. Once again, repeating. But at the same time, I guess it kind of gets the point across. But at some point, there are different types of energy in general. The elemental energy, personal, so on and so forth. But just the general energy that you find within yourself, your own personal unique energy, is of sound mind. But then again, it might not be the same case for everyone. Some people may be used to cataloging and being very, 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 very precise about the difference between psi and ki, I guesstimate. Although, by definition, ki would be the life force of the body. So, I mean, You could go into a very long debate about that versus psi, which is, I've read in many general forms that it's just the energy of the mind. So life force, mind, life force flows through mind, same concept. So depending on how you read, it all flows together. In certain areas of the body, it might be for more specific use, mental dantian, more towards mental energy, emotional energy, emotional dantian, physical dantian, more towards brute force, but that's when it's filtered and has more aspects of your own personal being. Then again, it's all your own internal energy. I'd sound like a broken record, but it's just your energy. So, all I'm saying is at some point, sit down, if you have a problem with it, and analyze yourself and see what you think. If you don't, then don't worry about it. If you have any questions about what I'm trying to get at, then feel free to post on the forum, and I'll get back to you. As always, thanks for listening. Take it easy, and I'll talk to you again soon.